I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello. Welcome to the Airbuds Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Won't you stay for 42 to 46 minutes, men between the ages of 18 to 35? My name is Jamel.
My name's Peter.
My name is Mike. Happy football?
Fuck yeah, baby.
What?
Happy 9/11 too.
Oh, yeah, thank you.
Right.
Appreciate you.
Happy basketball for real. You know, we got some business to get out of the way, but then we're going to jump right in. Why not, guys? Go to Airbuds Pod on all social medias. Click a follow on Instagram, on Twitter. Why not? You know, maybe the tweets have been coming a little slower lately with, you know, the NBA in doldrums mode. But, you know, look, we're ramping back up to preseason, baby. Ben Simmons is going to get traded any day now. You know I'm going to rip off 400 tweets in a day when Ben Simmons gets traded.
Oh, we know.
Can't wait.
Go to Apple Podcasts, guys. Give us a 5-star review. It really helps us climb the charts, climb the algorithm. Tell your friends to do it too. Why not? Take their phones and give us 5 stars. And then if you really want to support us, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. You can subscribe to our Patreon for $5, which gets you free episodes every week, free bonus episodes every week, bonus content, access to the Discord. I don't know. We're all on the Discord playing Splitgate right now. Have you guys played Splitgate yet?
No, what's Splitgate?
Do you remember that game Portal?
Yeah.
Now imagine it was Halo meets Portal.
Oh shit, you can shoot fools?
So you can use the portals to like transport all over the board, but then you can
also like
shoot
falling,
people.
So you're constantly falling, but you have a gun, basically?
Yeah. It's like January 6th in DC.
Awesome.
It's a bunch of old people falling with guns on their hips. But yeah, go to patreon.com/airbudspod. Jamel, what were you going to say? I can tell you had something funny locked and loaded, and then
no.
I started saying Patreon again.
Not me. Jokes, never.
All right, guys. Business aside, let's talk about the biggest news in basketball right now. The Washington Mystics are currently the 8th seed in the race for the WNBA playoffs.
Woo! Hoo-woo! Some of the worst basketball I ever seen in my goddamn life. Woo! Nobody is ever active. Woo! We've been playing without Tina Charles for fucking 2 months straight. She finally played yesterday and we win a game and magically we're in the playoffs.
Tina Charles, great. Good luck, Charm. Yeah.
I know, it's fucking nuts. Meanwhile, Deladon's at the house fucking eating pancakes with children.
It's exciting.
Do you think Elena Deladon, like, has purchased a saddle for her dog. Like, not for her to ride, but just to, like, make it look cute.
No. Have to, just because I have to be able to sleep at night, Benner, that can't be what happened.
Congrats, Jamel. The playoffs start in, I think, like, 10 days, right? 11 days? 10 days from today.
There's about Monday. Everybody's got about 3 games left. It's either
us or the congratulating
him Sparks.
A little early?
Definitely. Definitely.
Oh, for sure. For sure. For sure. But you know what? You know what else is going on in the world of basketball right now? Jack shit. Russell Westbrook wore a skirt. That's what we can talk about.
That's
we'll
it.
Get to the
I'm
skirt
to
later.
Say.
I got one other thing that I want to
okay.
say. My new problem with the WNBA is a little too much camaraderie. It's a little too nice. And yes, I'm bringing toxic male energy to this beautiful game, but I don't care. Because if I watch Alicia Clark like another Seattle Storms post, I'm going to shit my pants and jump off the roof of my building.
Wait, why? Hold on. So you're going to poop your pants?
Yeah, straight
and
up.
And then you're going to run off the top of your building with poopy pants?
Might as well shit my pants first. Why not? Why? Why would the medical examiner have to wait to find the crap in my pants? Should be there as soon as they get there.
You think the medical examiner would be like, actually, I don't know if we can rule this suicide yet. There's something suspicious about the timing of this poop.
Man, it's just, we're in the middle of what feels like a 93-game losing streak. And the first thing I see when I open my phone is Alicia Clark, who was done for the season, like a post of Seattle breaking some sort of winning streak record. She's just like fucking congratulating Breonna Stewart for being great. I'm like, this is bullshit. I don't care that you know them. Ride with us.
It'd be funnier if Jamel shit his pants, then went to leave his apartment and got embarrassed. So then he showered and he changed his clothing. And then he still decided to throw himself off the roof.
Man.
He had an hour of cleaning shit off himself, and he's like, I still want to die.
Once you don't have shit on your body, you should always want to live, I think.
Yeah, I think so too. I don't know. I mean, look, the WNBA, they don't pay the players well enough to make them loyal. They don't, like, they treat players like garbage. Like, the international teams, like, treat these women better than the American teams do. Like, look at how Lexi Brown got treated this year. She got, like, unceremoniously cut for, like, no reason. And now she's back on the sky, making less money. Like, there's just, like, why should these women be loyal to their WNBA teams over their friends?
I mean, you're right, but Jamel? I don't care. You think I care? You think I care about you being right, Mike?
That's a fair point. I don't know. Yeah. But it's like, are like CVS pharmacists allowed to be friends with Rite Aid pharmacists?
Well, refer to the Supreme Dream sketch. The answer is no.
I don't know that sketch.
Really?
Oh, it's a good one.
Yeah.
Oh, that's a great one. Well,
that's an all-timer, Mike.
CVS versus Walgreens? You never seen this?
No.
They're in the middle of the street.
CVS versus Rite Aid. It's Walgreens.
CVS versus Walgreens because they're wearing the same color shirt.
Yeah.
These dudes are so fucking funny though. They're Popeyes.
Oh, the Popeyes.
The Popeyes chicken sketch is so funny.
Another all-timer. They're just cranking out all-timers.
They did the Amber Alert one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, incredible.
I mean, how long would we have to train? Peter, are there any basketball hoops in Cape Cod? Or have they all just been replaced with, like, lobster traps?
Well, they are 10-foot hoops, but they are lobster traps with a hole cut in the bottom of them.
Oh, okay.
So well, it's a cool basketball court, but it's just like a rectangular lobster trap.
That might be harder to shoot on. That's like some Lethal Shooter type stuff.
I mean, I think the circumference is actually probably the same, but definitely less forgiving if you're hitting rim.
Well, we need to start training so we could play the fucking Supreme Dreams, guys.
All right.
That's where we need to be headed in our careers. Losing to Supreme Dreams.
Cool. Let's embarrass ourselves by playing dudes that are 15 years younger than us and in shape.
Yeah. In anime shape.
Yeah.
Well, what is anime shape, Jamel?
Oh, dude, so you can run with your hands fully behind your back like Naruto.
Right.
It takes a lot of cardio to run leaned over like that.
You don't think we can do that?
I don't think so, dude. I think if you ran with your hands behind you like Naruto, you would fall over, dog.
Probably. I fall over when I run with my hands in front of me.
I could do it. Because I'm surprisingly flexible, so I'm pretty sure I could do the Naruto run. The problem is that I'm slow as shit, so it's going to look so dumb. Dumber than it already looks when someone that's fast is doing it.
You could do it. Put your back into it.
Ah, wise words.
Wait. Hold up, son. Wait a minute. Are you aware of the NBA promo track that... Shaq and Michael Jackson and Ice Cube did?
Yeah, vaguely. I do remember it.
Some dude, DJ A. Adams, sent me this the other day and fucked my head up.
Are we going to watch it? Do you want me to let you share your screen?
I mean, it's not even a video. It's just a song, so there's no point.
Go on.
But basically, it's the it's Ice Cube's song from the Players Club. But the lyrics are about the NBA instead.
Yeah, I love that. You remember when the Black Eyed Peas had the song for that year, and they remixed "Let's Get Retarded" into "Let's Get It Started," and then changed the lyrics to basketball.
I mean, yeah, that's how could I forget?
Yeah,
that is my own 9/11.
I mean. Kind of also is like them calling a song "Let's Get Retarded" in the first place, like in the invasion of Iraq. Like,
yeah,
that is. And
we get to say that because we're journalists. Also, we're quoting a piece of media.
Yeah,
just in case you know.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just saying, sorry for content warning for people that might not enjoy that word, but that is an actual fact. The Black Eyed Peas did. Absurdly have a song called that, and then the NBA made them change it.
This is as close as I'm going to get to reading Tom Sawyer on this podcast. I mean, yeah. I specifically also remember being like, man, that's so soft that the Black Eyed Peas changed it.
What?
How old was I? I don't know. Was it like 2002?
It's no, about basketball. That would have been like you were like probably a freshman in college when that happened.
Okay, yeah, an idiot.
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. You at the time actually retarded.
Totally. No, 2003, man. You were like fucking sophomores in high school.
Oh, for real? It was that early?
Oh yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
I thought that song came out in like the late 2000s.
It's all blur, baby.
Okay, well, yeah, 2003 was like not a good time for the general consciousness, honestly. In general, no. Yeah,
it was everybody was getting a lot of shit in at the buzzer. Yeah. Jerry Seinfeld was dating children. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of that. The right at the Y2K after everybody lived, when they realized Y2K wasn't going to be like a mass extinction level event.
As Busta predicted, like, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. We all listened to Busta and was like, all right, I got to hurry up. I got to get some canned goods. I have to get a high school age girlfriend. I have to, you know what I'm saying?
Make a song with a title that won't age very well.
Yeah. This is what's happening in 2003.
Mm. It is like literally documented, and it is in like every newspaper in America that Jerry Seinfeld was dating children, and nothing happens to it. Why? Like, how? How come? I don't know. It's so funny to me that, like, there's like all these like old newspaper clippings that like resurface every month on the internet of like Jerry Seinfeld taking out his 16-year-old girlfriend on a date to Dairy Queen or whatever, and yeah, he's like never had to respond to questions about it.
Benner, why do you always come on the show and act like white people are ever going to see justice? Stop doing that. It's not going to happen, man. Did you watch B movie?
Yeah.
It's never
it's
happening.
It's all about a bee fucking a 16-year-old.
it's so French. Okay.
Let me ask you something. What's you guys' favorite NBA song, aside from Let's Get Retarded?
Well, I mean, speaking of canceled songs, like I Believe I Can Fly is like the Woody Allen of NBA songs, basically.
Damn it, if that isn't an NBA song, it most certainly is.
It's like the Annie Hall of NBA songs.
That's real. That's a good one. The jingle, when they do dun, 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 when they do the sleigh ride, but with basketballs, with three-pointers, that's one.
Kendrick Lamar let them use DNA. Does that like DNA was like was like the theme for an entire season?
No, that for sure can't. That counts. That counts big time. Also the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. You remember it was like they were doing like a weird kind of like jazz. It's like a jam band song.
No, I don't remember that one.
About the NBA on TNT being Tuesday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. They were trying to do like Baby Back Ribs. You know what I'm saying? It was like a Baby Back Ribs remix.
Oh, man. I'm going to share my screen real quick. I think we all need to look at this. Hold on one second.
Well, while he's doing that, Peter, I like your, I like how you hooked your stash up, buddy. You look like you.
Oh, thanks, love man. Football. My wife tells me that when I have my hair like this, I look like Coach Steve from Big Mouth.
You do. You look like Coach Steve for sure. Okay, you ready for this?
Yes.
Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday.
Bitch!
The NBA is in the house on CBS and TNT Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday nights.
You guys got room for one more?
Okay.
Wow. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. That sounded like my middle school jazz band.
Yeah, dude. And then at the end, Chris Webber walks in with a guitar like he's fucking.
It's like also kind of like a big reveal. It's almost like, you know, it's going to blow people's fucking mind. If Chris Webber walks in with a bass, and like, were people really freaking out to see Chris Webber with a bass guitar?
I'm going to say I was as a child, little me. Also the fact that they had the NBA on TBS. TBS is very funny. It's not very athletic. What are y'all doing?
Speaking of Chris Webber being a weird surprise guest, NBA Hall of Fame inductions happened yesterday, or 2 days ago, Saturday, and Chris Webber was one of them.
Well, I'll be goddamn. Segue of the year goes to Miguel Benerlissimo.
Thank you. The class included Chris Bosh, Paul Pierce, Chris Webber, Jay Wright, who I feel like we've been talking about a lot lately, Jamel, for some reason, right?
Yeah, shouts out to the Discord guys. Clams Casino coming to town from Philly, making us all talk about how hot Jay Wright is. Or how hot Jay Wright has become. He wasn't hot until he won that first title. Then he got real hot.
Too hot, one might say. Bill Russell, who was previously inducted as a player, is now also inducted as a coach.
Did he win a ring as a coach?
I think so.
Is that true? I believe it.
Yeah, fuck.
I thought he won one as a player coach, didn't he?
Most likely. I mean, if he was playing, yes, they won.
also inducted is Ben Wallace. And then on the women's side, Yolanda Griffith and Lauren Jackson.
Shouts out to them ladies. I was watching Yolanda Griffin post entry moves the other day. It's very nice. And I then confused her with Yolanda Adams, the gospel singer. So apologies for that. You are not Yolanda Adams. You are someone different.
Guys, is there any name in there that jumps out of you as like kind of being surprising for being included?
Ben Wallace,
right? Yeah. Ben Wallace was a shocker when he was announced that he was nominated, and crazy.
I mean, I'm glad it's like they did that just for scale, so it made sense that Chris Bosh was there. I mean, Chris Bosh is better than Ben Wallace. This is what I know.
For sure. I think twice as good. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just also a little shocking to see him there for some reason. I don't know why he's got two rings,
a lot of all-star appearances, a lot of all NBA selections. And I think his career was cut short, which makes people think like what could have been. And that maybe helps to build your legend a little more.
Yeah. And I mean, his best statistical years, he was on a bad team. So we don't respect that as fans or press.
But I don't think that means that Chris Bosh, like, he sacrificed his stats to, like, be the third guy on the Heat.
No, it's true. And, I mean, you know, rightfully so. Looks like it fucking worked out.
Yeah, worked out for him.
And he got that episode of SVU.
Oh right, with Carmelo. I forgot. I always think of Carmelo first on that one.
Come on, man. I bring that episode up every 2 months.
That's true. You do.
You do bring it up a lot.
It's really important to me.
Is that going to be an episode of NBA Storytime?
I mean, it should be. I think we gotta talk. If we did NBA sitcoms, we gotta do NBA dramas.
I'm sure Rick Fox has been in some, right?
Yeah, he's been in like 40 episodes of Las Vegas. You know, whatever.
Oh, really?
I mean, I don't know. That's just my assumption. He probably played a warlock in Charmed.
I believe it.
In like a velvet suit.
Yeah.
Hello. I mean, hello, Charmed women. My name is Octavius.
I find him bewitching, so I buy it.
Yeah, you know what it is.
Yeah. Congratulations to all the Hall of Famers, I guess. I don't know. Ben Wallace, give your jacket back.
Paul Pierce, wow. Talking about being hungover on stage. He told a story about Doc letting him leave practice because he was too hungover to practice.
That's pretty funny.
And then they had a game that night, and he dropped 30, and they won. My question to you both now, when does Paul Pierce get canceled? They've been trying to get him out of here for a long time.
Well, he already lost his job because he was doing the responsible thing and having strippers come to his house instead of going to the club.
Is that more responsible?
I think so.
For whom?
Yeah.
Who is it more responsible for?
Yeah, wait. Which person?
It's cutting down. If he went to the strip club, he would have been exposed to hundreds of more people than if he just, hey guys, I have me and my three friends, we're just going to hire a couple dancers to come.
If you go to a strip club and the odds of you getting sick outside of a strip club are one level. You walk in, it increases threefold. You eat one of the tater tots from the buffet, almost a guarantee.
Exactly. It's like the, you know, speaking of 9/11, it's like, remember that fucking crazy terrorism chart that they used to have where it's like, okay, we're at blue level. Threat of terrorism is low. And then it was like red level was threat of terrorism high. And they used to just like randomly change it like every day.
Like happy news. Tuesdays, guys. It's an orange today. Watch out for any terrorists.
But yeah, I think Paul Pierce at home enjoying dancers is a blue for COVID. And Paul Pierce at the club eating tater tots is a red.
Fair. Yeah. Also, his carbon footprint.
Dick Cheney's making money on both of them, baby.
He did that.
Really pissed
he,
off about all the. If you're a motherfucking MAGA dude and you're giving me 9/11 tributes, you can go take a walk. As far as I'm concerned, it's kind of rough.
Why does any 9/11 tribute involve the troops? The troops weren't there, nigga.
That's a good point. That is a very good point.
What the fuck?
That's some CIA propaganda shit right there. Be like, yeah, remember, we went to Iraq, too. So just loop that in there because we need to justify that.
Yeah, like what? I'm watching a fucking college football game and they're saluting the troops. I didn't see no troops jump from them towers, bruh.
Yeah. Also, all the people in Missouri who are saluting all the people who died in 9/11, they all would have been vaccinated. So how do you feel about them now? Like, it's just like, it just pisses me off, bro.
Right. The MAGA people are love to be like, fucking New York, East Coast liberals trying to tell us how to live. And it's like, those are all the people you hate are the people that you're honoring on 9/11. Like, I don't know. Yeah. Anyways. We don't have to get into all this.
All right,
this.
Sorry. Listen, I'll bring us back on track. I showed this to Jamel.
No. I'm glad. I'm happy you took us there, but I'm just like, I could do an hour complaining about 9/11 and everything around it.
All right.
I've never believed anything York, though, more.
This is my new Italian Patrick Ewing card that I got, which I will take a picture of and post on our Instagram.
That is beautiful.
Isn't that gorgeous?
It is. Worse.
Is that an NFT?
It's a living. It's a, yeah.
You know it's Italian, though, because it says, collect all 192 stickers in your panini.
Well,
in your panini basketball album.
Yeah, I don't know why it's in your panini. Oh, well, dude, no, it's not. Panini. Well, is panini Italian?
Of course panini's Italian.
Yeah. Did you think Lil Nas X made it up?
Well, dude, I just thought the card company was an American guy who loved, you know, grilled sandwiches.
It's like, I think it's a guy named Giuseppe Panini.
He rides around on a little.
But do you think like you like you get it? Bike? You think you like
his and the wheels are big pizzas.
Yeah, you order like a burrata sandwich, and it's like, oh, here's your Patrick Ewing card. I think with it's probably like sandwich.
What is a panini out? Is panini like a restaurant?
Panini
no,
is a
it's
card company.
Made by panini. Like a company named Panini.
Panini was the guys. Panini was the guys before everybody decided cards were cool again.
Is Panini really like a card company?
Fool.
I didn't know.
They don't matter. It's like we all decided Panini cards are like whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like it's back to Fleer or whatever the who the fuck.
Panini is an Italian company headquartered in Modena, Italy, named after the Panini brothers who founded it in 1961.
Oh my God, they're brothers? They're Italian brothers?
Oh my God. Holy fucking shit. You know who the what the founder's name is?
Alfredo Panini?
Giuseppe Panini.
Shut up.
I fucking guessed it right. Giuseppe Panini.
Yo, that's sick, dude.
Oh, this is... Wow. Am I a psychic? I think I am.
The short answer is yes.
They primarily deal in football cards. Soccer for the Americans. But I guess they did a Patrick Ewing...
Yeah, that ain't no problem.
Peter, that's beautiful. Did you just find it on eBay or like?
No, I went to a craft fair, a local craft fair, and it was at the end, and they were like half off stuff, and I was like, okay, well, this Patrick Ewing card is fucking beautiful. It looks like he's rolling in a disco. And then I also got this Ken Griffey Jr. baseball card for Waldo Candies. And I was like, that's just pretty.
That is pretty. I like that. I like that. Should be a giant poster, honestly. You should like get a high quality scan of that made and make like a 30x20.
That's a really good idea. If I wasn't having a baby, I would do all that. Instead, I'm saving for diapers.
Put it in your baby. You should tell Beth, like, we got to decorate a nursery, okay? Look, babies love candy and Ken Griffey
Jr. Listen, at the risk of going too inside baseball here, do you guys want to take that road trip that you guys mentioned a couple days ago?
I mean, yeah, that sounds insane.
You guys down?
Yeah, sure. Well, if you're listening to this, you have no idea what we're talking about. Peter will be making a pilgrimage to Los Angeles for work and pleasure coming up. Coincidentally, Blue Wire, our network, our daddies and mommies that we love very much, have opened up a studio at the Wynn Hotel in Vegas. And the Airbuds are thinking about if we can swing it, taking a turn and burn trip to Vegas where we record an episode or two at the Blue Wire Studio.
You damn say we do right. It.
Let us know in the comments if you want us to go.
Also, let us know in the comments if you're listening.
Let us know if you want us to come back, I think is the real question. Do you want us
Should
to stay
there?
Should
we move to Vegas?
Yeah.
Yeah. In I mean, brief, look, if yes. We can time it right... There is a world where we could go and see a Vegas Aces playoff game.
Ooh, now you're talking.
And record an episode. If, you know, if the Aces make it that far, I think they probably should.
They probably should. They probably should. Damn, that'd be tight.
Yeah, stay tuned for that.
Ooh!
Damn, any other basketball news, guys?
No, but there's you guys want to talk football?
Sure.
Is today like the first like Sunday of the season?
Bro, yeah. It's right now. It's right now.
My stupid football team is on right now. Fucking losers.
Actually, guys, I mean, you're both big football fans. I'm not. Peter, you're a Browns fan. You seem more excited about the Browns than I've ever seen you. Are they going to be good this year?
The Browns have an argument to be made for going to the Super Bowl. That doesn't mean they're going to go to the Super Bowl, but there is an argument to be made that they could go to the Super Bowl, which is something that I have had to like pretend for years of my life. And now
yeah, it does seem that way. They're actually good. It's just a matter of if Odell Beckham is, what's he going to do? What's he up to? He's playing. I know that, but is he going to like be like a relevant, nice piece or is he?
Well, we
like...
had a top five offense after he went out. So
that's what I'm saying.
I like it.
All right, then.
I feel good about the Browns. I feel really good. There's myriad of places you can hear me talking about the Browns.
Remember how good you felt a couple years ago at your bachelor party? You're like, this is the Browns year. And then we all sat down and watched the Browns get housed by like 30 together.
Yeah, that was really tough. Yeah, the Browns were real bad that year. That was the Freddie Kitchens year. This is our year. Listen, I've always said you can hear me on myriad of podcasts saying that it's a race against time of societal collapse and the Browns winning a Super Bowl. And right now it's neck and neck, baby. We're really in the home stretch here. Feels like they could be really peaking at the same time.
The use of the word myriad big time for me. Loving it.
Thank you.
Is it weird that, I'm rooting for societal collapse over the Browns?
Well, why are you rooting for societal collapse?
You got to burn it down to start over, baby.
Yeah, because once it's burned down, everyone will be real chill about starting up. That's how that works.
Yeah, day one of it all being burned
down. All right, guys, let's start over.
I guess we're best friends.
Yeah, that's how it works.
Okay. I'm in. I mean, you know I'm in. You know I've already... The cleanse starts here. We could burn my shit first.
Hmm. I think there's other people I want to burn before you.
You think?
I'll let you know. How are the how's the Washington football team looking this year, Jamel? You sounded like you hate their fucking guts.
Well, I only hate their guts because nothing seems real, and like even when the team's good, the front office is sexually harassing employees. You know what I'm saying? It's just like. It's just nonstop bullshit with these guys, but the team itself looks fine. Defense, great. Offense, question mark. We got a quarterback who has played for every team. He's basically a dead man who came back as a ghost and grew a big-ass beard, and now he's our quarterback, and who knows how long that will last.
So your football team is like a Pirates of the Caribbean movie?
Exactly. Hey, okay. Benner, you nailed it. Exactly.
What is the deal with the name? Are they going to just stay the Washington football team, or is there like ever going to be an actual mascot?
Well, the problem is, they should bring back the old mascot. There was an old black guy named Chief Z who used to just be drunk and wearing a headdress. I say we just bring him back without the headdress. Just let it be a drunk old man. Also, the only reason they changed the name is because the front office got caught making illegal fucking calendars of cheerleaders. They were taking upskirt photos. They fired everybody involved except for the owner. You can't fire an owner.
Wait.
And then they were like...
I'm sorry. They were making upskirt calendars. Were they planning to sell these?
I think it was just like an internal, like,
oh yeah, this is a mess.
Yeah, it's fucked up. It's bad.
So fucked up.
So after that happened, they were like, all right, fine, we'll change the name, I guess. But then they like pouted about it the whole time, and then they were like, well now we're the Washington football team, we'll see how you like that. You know what I'm saying? It was like a very it was a very poutily made decision. But then the team ended up good the 1 year. They have been the Washington football team. So now everybody's like, well, maybe we shouldn't change it. You know, just superstitious about victory.
Right. Well, honestly, I kind of like the Washington football team. Like, that sounds kind of tight.
Saying go football team is fun for me. I like it.
Yeah,
it's a great name.
It's a great name. People think it's funny in LA. It agrees with me.
But it's also like very much like, it feels like soccer. It feels like, you know, FC Barcelona, like Barcelona Football Club. Like, that's a great team name, you know?
Yeah.
Washington football team. It's just like straight to the point. We know what we are. Let's fucking play football. I'm going to tackle your butt.
Just your butt, no other part of your body. I'm just gonna wrap my arms around your ass.
Yeah, and hopefully from behind.
Okay,
give me that tush.
Yummy.
I just don't.
Please
know
don't wear a butt pad when we play each other. Please don't wear the butt pad.
Okay.
I want to eat it.
I'm just gonna let.
This is the Washington football team. This is what they say on defense. Yeah.
This is what happens when Benner wants to talk about football.
Look, it's not my fault they wear tights on the field. They got these biggest fucking asses, dump trucks just bouncing around in shiny tights.
I bought a pair of football pants when I was home.
Oh my God. Of course you fucking bought a pair of football pants.
I went to TJ Maxx. They had a pair of Nike purple, shiny Nike football pants. $7.
And what I love is that you saw it and you're like, I might use that someday. And he just bought
exactly. it. Exactly. Yeah. One day, yeah. 4 years from now, yeah, I will need to wear these football pants for 10 minutes.
Right. And CJ Toledano will be involved in some way.
Yeah. And then he's going to call me up 3 days later and say, hey, we lost all the football pants footage. can you do it again?
Well, guys, I'm loath to ask because I don't truly care, but I've heard through the grapevine that my hometown team, the Philadelphia Eagles, are going to be absolute dog shit. Is that true?
Dog shit, we don't know yet. It seems like they're going to be dog shit, but it also seems like the Giants are going to be dog shit as well. So we don't know who's going to be shittier.
Yeah, it's unclear.
Currently unclear, but highly probable.
The only good memory I have of the Eagles, and I think I probably mentioned this on the podcast before, but when they won the Super Bowl in, was it 2018?
Yeah.
I Deborah and I happened to be in Mexico City, and we were wandering around town. No plans, you know, just it's a fun place to just wander and see what you see. Came upon a bar that was crowded and loud and seemed fun. And we were like, oh, let's check it out. And we go in, and it is the only bar in all of Mexico showing the Super Bowl. And we happen to stumble upon a large group of people from Philadelphia all watching it. Some expats, some visiting. But we stumbled upon the only like Philadelphia Eagles bar in Mexico City. And we just were like, all right, fuck it. Let's watch football and watch the Eagles win with a bunch of strangers from Philly who are all nice and drunk and fun. But the funniest part is that one of the dudes that was there lived on Broad. He lived at like Broad, not too far north from the stadium where there was a ton of fans watching because obviously the actual Super Bowl wasn't there. But when the Eagles won, everybody marched north on Broad, and that's where you saw all of the, like, you know, they greased the light poles so people can climb up them and whatever. he FaceTimed his roommate, who was still at home in the house, and his roommate was like, look, there are people climbing our house, and he just, like, turned the camera around, and you can see, like, a bunch of drunk people, like, scaling the walls, like, past the windows, like Spider-Man. Like,
it's like, ah! Yeah. Just screaming and shit.
Yeah, exactly. And it just was, like, there was, like, literally, like, the windows were just, like, covered in drunk people, and he was, like, on the second floor. It was pretty funny.
Damn, that's fire. Yeah. I thought you were going to say you guys also ate horse poop.
Yes. We had to find, we took us all night to find a stable in Mexico City, but dadgummit, we
last
got
last thing
it.
I'll say, speaking of vacationing in Mexico, vacation friends, B+, A-.
Oh, the John Cena, on Hulu. Will Rell, movie.
Yeah.
Yvonne Orji, and I don't know who the other woman is. You know, I watched some of it. I got a few laughs, but I think I just, it was late at night and I went to bed instead of finishing it.
You know what the thing about movies is? Like, it's just this, like, it's like when they're at a warehouse and it's like, you know, there'd be like 80 days since the last accident. So, like, movie titles and ideas just get increasingly goofier and dumber until you reach, then there's a movie like Vacation Friends that's actually all right. And you're like, oh, it's just so, it just seems so dumb that it ends up being a fine time.
Just like a solid, like Benner, I feel like if nothing else, I appreciated the structure of the movie.
Yeah, I think that was when I bailed. When they got to the wedding, I was just like, all right, we're doing a whole new whole new world here, and it's like 1 a.m. I'm going to go to bed instead of sitting this out. I just never returned to it. Not that I didn't enjoy it. It's the same dudes that wrote Game Night. So you know it's going to be funny.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun.
Well, this is how much is going on in the basketball world. We are now talking about
all right, time to go watch football.
Let's wrap it up. Yeah. Guys, anything you want to plug? Jamel, you got NBA story time coming out twice a week.
Yep. Yeah, twice a week on Wednesday. One day, two episodes, one day. Let's get it.
Peter, you got Woo-hoo. Tons of podcasts that Blue Wire is making that you're very proud of.
Brownstown. If you don't have to be a Browns fan, it's 20 minutes of some pretty solid storytelling. Go check it out.
I'm enjoying it. Guys, hit us up at Airbuds Pod on all social media, at Danger Moses for Peter, at Nonprofit Comic on Twitter for Jamel, at Broccoli House on Instagram for Jamel, at Benner on Twitter for me.
Hey.
Tell all your friends to listen to us. Bye.
Peace.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.